Chapter 3. Baltimore, Maryland. Saturday, August 22nd, 3:25 p.m. Gage flinched at the knock on the door of his room, his back going ramrod straight as his fingers fumbled the slide of the Glock he'd been cleaning. Recovering quickly, he began to methodically and quickly reassemble the gun while tilting his head toward the door to better hear the rattle of the doorknob in case his visitor got a little impatient. He was on alert, his senses acute, hyper-aware. He glanced at the cupboard where he'd hidden the stash he'd found. He wasn't expecting anyone. He'd already paid his rent for the week. In cash, of course, because it was that kind of place. No lease, no credit check, no signature, no trail. His neighbors kept their heads down just like he did. Nobody wanted anybody else to know they were there, because it was that kind of place. His landlord never came inside this building, probably because of the rats. Gage couldn't say he blamed him. He'd lived in places like this off and on for the past few years, once his money had run out. At least the rats in Baltimore were smaller than the ones in Florida, where they truly were the size of chihuahuas. The landlord collected the cash at the back door on Mondays, between 7 and 8 a.m.
"Be there with the green or be evicted by 8:15, was his motto.
Gage didn't even know the guy's real name, and he didn't care. Gage racked the Glock slide as he sidled up to the door. There was no peephole, because the tenants rarely, if ever, had visitors. Other than the landlord, only one other person knew he was there.
"Yeah,"
he grunted, lowering his voice.
"It's Denny,"
came the quiet reply.
"Open up."
His brother, Denny, was that one other person, and he'd come to see him only once before, the day Valerie got what was coming to her. That had been the only time Gage had physically seen Denny in the month that he'd been home. Well, if you didn't count all the times Gage had planted himself down the street from Denny's house so that he could observe his brother's routine and, importantly, his family's. One never knew when such things might come in handy. Especially since Denny was the only one who knew what Gage had done that day. Denny probably wouldn't tell, but Gage knew he could turn that probably into definitely with the right threat. A man's family was an easy target. And if Denny got brave all of a sudden, then he'd die. It was as simple as that.